this is a contest or something like that that I...
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review over your account?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. Just hold one moment. Okay, may I have your first and last name?
It's Janice Whelan, Whelan dash Labure, Labury.
And will you verify that shipping address?
103 St. Thomas Drive, Godfrey, Illinois, 62035.
Okay, just hold one moment.
I was told this has got to do something with a contest. I don't get this. Why would I pay $49 for something I don't even get?
Okay, so I do see here you have this meal plan and your account have already been canceled. And you're saying that you never placed this order at all. Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No, no. Just my husband and I. And no, we wouldn't have done that. So, no, that is not right.
Okay. Will you verify your email for me?
My email is janky, 1950 at gmail.com.
Okay, will you verify your phone number?
217-242-7432.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with that investigation.
Okay, somebody told me this has got to do with a contest. Is there some kind of a contest that, on the phone or something that I could have maybe? I don't remember doing any of that kind of stuff. I'm not in the habit of doing. Is it got anything to do with Publishers Clearinghouse? Hello?
Okay, so basically you could have, it's like you did an ad or a survey. You could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapod, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with the meal plan with us.
Okay, no. No. Can that be taken off of there? That's not right.
Okay, so would you like to go through it, Rod?
Yeah, I'm not paying that. Mm-mm.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously. And we'll prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
I know I do like the Publishers Clearinghouse contest and stuff like, you know, some of that stuff, but I haven't ordered anything through any of that stuff. But I did do a survey or two. But I did not know that when I did those surveys, they were going to charge me $49 or something. That's not right.
Okay, I do understand. Just a moment.
And if I ordered any kind of a merchandise or anything like that, I didn't get any of this stuff. So why would I have done this?
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing you with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Yeah, because I think whatever this is kind of a fraudulent thing anyway. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's legit at all. So, no, I don't want that on my charge.
Okay, I do understand. Okay, so you do want to go through it, Fran?
I don't know what to do with this. I just want the charge taken off of there. I'm not paying that. I'm not gotten anything for that. I'm not paying it.
Okay, so what I can do for you, okay, so do you, so you're saying you want to go through it for our ma'am, or you don't?
No.
Okay, so as far as your account being canceled, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
Nope, that's it. I just want to get that charge off of there.
Okay, so you're saying you don't want to go through it for our, you just want the refund?
That's right.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Because if I filled out a survey, then I'm guilty for filling out a survey. But I have no idea why they would charge me $49 if I filled out a survey.
Okay, so I did go ahead and fully. Well, what I can do, I can offer you a $35 refund.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll just take it off. Yeah.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Don't do any surveys online.
You want me to do a survey? You got to pay me for my time.
Yeah. Well, they're charging me for my time.
Okay, so you do agree to that $35 refund?
Okay, thank you very much for that.
And it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you very
much.
And
I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay, let me write this down here. Okay.
Okay, that would be C for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
9204.
9204. 3624. 3624. 24?
That's correct. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks
a great day.
Thanks for handling. Yeah, thank you for handling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.